I met Tim Secreto in the pouring rain on West Pike Street in Clarksburg. In his jeans, work boots, and city sweatshirt, he walked me through the glass doors that have been locked for some 10 years now. Doors that led to the faded magenta and key lime-striped carpet with a pale pink stand for a ticket collector sitting at the top of the slope, right before the double entrances to the Grand Theater itself. At one time, the Robinson Grand was the center of culture in Clarksburg. Built in 1912, it's known for being the 13th theater in the U.S. to be equipped with sound, rumored to have happened because of a connection the theater's owner had to Warner Studios in Hollywood. It housed movies, plays, dance recitals, ballroom classes, dozens of different types of events over the years, some of which even Secreto remembered.
Did you ever come here? What kind of stuff did you come to see?
Remember Rocky?
Yeah.
The first Rocky I seen here.
His sister shared with him memories of seeing the Beatles movies released in the mid-1960s. But over the years, the Robinson Grand changed owners and changed names, becoming the Rose Garden as my generation knew it. And I knew it all too well. I danced in my first recital on that stage at age 5, portraying a cannibal in our retelling of the children's book Where the Wild Things Are. Danced to the 1980 classic Celebration as a munchkin in our community theater group's interpretation of The Wizard of Oz. And of course, we'll never forget that lead role as Wendy in Peter Pan. I recounted my own memories as Secreto took me on a tour of the building that, surprisingly, looked exactly as I had remembered it. Burgundy seat cushions, soundboard in the back of the house, signatures dating back to the late 80s of young actors and dancers covering the dressing room walls. And then...
Oh my gosh, here it is!
A signature that read, Ashton Mara, Wendy, 2002. A scribble in Sharpie I still remember making. Last month, Clarksburg City Council voted to purchase the building from its current owners for $430,000, something they've been working to do since 2005, says city manager Martin Howe.
This is not a process we just came up with or an endeavor we just came up with. It's been ongoing conversations over numerous years to actually acquire the theater. So we've reached out to multiple municipalities, some within the state, whom have been successful in acquiring a theater and then also renovating it, but also reaching out to other areas, kind of model how their theaters have been rehabilitated and also how they operate.
With the cash up front from the city, Howe says they'll also be applying for a $250 grant from the State Division of Culture and History and up to $3 million in federal U.S. Department of Agriculture loans to pay for the necessary upgrades. None of those upgrades, however, are structural, Howe says. The building itself, he says, is sound, but needs aesthetic improvements, like new bathroom fixtures, paint, and seat cushions. In addition to how the theater looks, Howe says the city wants to make sure it's run well, something he says the city will need outside help to do. Clarksburg plans to set up a foundation to oversee any future capital projects and hire a professional theater management firm to handle day-to-day operations. But all of that is on hold until architectural and engineering firms enter their bids in coming weeks and negotiate renovation costs. But even with the large ticket price, Howe sees the value in what the theater can do for the city as a whole, bringing people and businesses back into a once thriving downtown that has since struggled. Secreto sees that too, and is hoping the theater can once again become the centerpiece of the city.
Yep, because if they focus on this, make this the main thing in Clarksburg, it'd be unbelievable.
He says he'd love to once again sit in the back of the theater and watch the original Rocky, something he never thought possible. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Clarksburg.